Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. You know, I've been conducting a little bit of a series on buying a business from scratch. Not starting a business from scratch, but starting your business career, your business ownership career, in a business that isn't just starting out. So you buy one from somebody else. So I've been talking about that, and I've been giving you some principles to think about in the past couple of weeks, and I want to continue that series. So here are four more principles to consider when you're buying a business. And you can go back and you can read the other articles on my website. You can listen to the podcast on these. There are videos. We're producing videos of these too, if you'd like to follow it that way. And they're all a little bit different. So it's on the same topic, but they're all just a little bit different. So old sellers are the best sellers. Think about that. So if you're looking around in the marketplace for a business to buy, and you have an up, and there are two in the industry that you're interested in, then, and one is owned by a 35-year-old and one's owned by a 65-year-old, well, guess what? Try the old one first, because one of the best opportunities to acquire an existing business is when you can buy one from an owner who might be ready to retire from a business that's still viable. And the two reasons are, they're less likely to change their mind, meaning they're probably, you know, if they've got a good viable buyer on their hands, they're less likely to change their mind because they're ready to go. Staying in the business is not really an option that they're probably going to go for. Not always, but more than likely, they're not going to change their mind. They're going to complete the transaction. Also, because they're looking for some kind of regular income from the business, one of the ways to get that is by taking back some paper with you to help you finance the business so that you'll make payments to them over time. You can almost think of it as a reverse, one of these reverse mortgage type of things, right? So an older seller is often the best seller. But remember what I said about a business that's still viable. The owner's ready to retire, but the business is still viable. That's an important thing because sometimes the end of the current owner's career coincides with the end of the life of the business. Do not buy a business that should also be retiring with its owner. Here's another one. Assume that there are skeletons in the closet. Every business has baggage. Every business has baggage. If your due diligence doesn't find any, that means you didn't look hard enough. Or it means, and this is even more dangerous potentially, it means that you want the deal so badly that whatever you find, you overlook it or you rationalize that it's not that bad. When you find bad news, folks, let the seller explain why it's there. Regardless of what it is, when you find bad news, ask somebody to explain what is happening here. Why has this happened? If you think you can live with the explanation, you can turn that into a negotiating leverage, some kind of leverage. If something's negative, in fact, some you actually want to find a certain level of negative things because you can negotiate with that as you close the deal. The more things you can find that are not great but aren't terminal, those are things that the seller hasn't cleaned up, and they should pay for that. If you're going to have to fix it, they should pay for that. But if you can't turn those negatives into leverage and you can't live with them, walk away. Just walk away. All right, here's another one. Cold feet. Sometimes, after no small investment of time and money, that you put into looking into acquiring this business, many deals just derail before they get consummated. Sometimes, and I've seen this happen before, literally at the closing table. I've literally seen deals that have been moving forward, doing great, everybody's happy, and literally they fall apart at the closing table. Somebody just says, you know what, I know we put all this time and money into it, but I just can't turn loose on my baby for whatever reason. And it happens. Last-minute reluctance doesn't have to kill the deal, though, if you can be prepared. Here's what you do. The key is to anticipate that this is a possibility. You need to start reading the body language, reading the responses from the seller, and see if they sound like they're motivated. If they're acting like they're maybe not so motivated, don't take that as something that's not important. It is. But you can also take communication, negotiation, and contractual steps along the way to protect yourself. And meaning that you can do some things that if people start backing out, you've set some things in place that maybe could prevent them from backing out. You can do that contractually. And by the way, now remember this, you might be the one with the cold feet. That happens too. The buyer winds up getting cold feet. So be careful about that. And here's the last point. There comes a time when you have to stop negotiating. Once both parties have signed the purchase contract, what's left is to execute the transfer. There are many steps in this process. It's a very complicated and sophisticated process to completing the transaction after the contract signed, including the legal, financial, physical, organizational handoff, all that. What should not be done any further is negotiate. The signed contract stipulating the terms of the deal is now a legally binding document. Any subsequent negotiation will probably corrupt the work that you've already done. Don't sign the purchase contract until you have no more deal points to negotiate. You're absolutely done with, you're happy with the deal, you're ready to sign the contract. Until you're ready to do that, don't sign the contract. And once you sign it, stop negotiating. Finally, buying a business is likely the most important transaction you'll ever make. Do it for the right reasons. Be patient. Resist the urgency of others. Conduct proper due diligence. Negotiate the best deal you can for yourself. And then be prepared to operate what you're buying. Just like in marriage, no one should enter into the state of business ownership inadvisedly. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.